Still morning. Good morning. Excuse me. Well, brethren, here we are. Another Feast of Trumpets. Another beginning of the fall holy days and the leading into the Feast of Tabernacles that God has told us to keep forever. Now, I don't know about how many this applies to, but for Darlene and I, sitting back there in the 70s, we never thought we would be here today. I mean, the church was supposed to flee, as I recall, in 72, and then again in 75, and then on up in 82, and then I think they stopped putting a date on it. Well, we're still here, aren't we? What I can tell you for sure that it will happen sometime. So how many or how long have you been waiting on Christ's return? Mr. Collins will wait now without pain, like so many other brothers and sisters who have died in Christ. His next moment, he'll see Jesus Christ. Hopefully he'll see all of us there as well. The next thing they know, they'll be rising from the ground, Jesus returning to the earth, and knowing Raleigh Collins, he'll be, as soon as he can get his vocal cords, he'll be going, whoopee, all the way. Perhaps everyone will. Perhaps we should. Today, brethren, we're going to look at something that sometimes we say the word and we take for granted, or maybe we gloss over it. It seems simple enough. We're going to look at rejoicing. Rejoice before God. It's what God commands in these feast days. He commands all of us to rejoice before Him. But what does that mean? Well, first of all, we need to look at why we're here. If you turn to Numbers 29, just to review scriptures, I don't know who all, probably everyone will cite these somewhere. I'm sorry. First one is Leviticus 23. Apologize. Leviticus 23:24, we read, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial, a blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." Now turn to Numbers 29. I guess I could have gone there first. They say the same thing. Numbers 29, verse 1. "And in the seventh month," Numbers 29, verse 1, "in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, for it is the day of the blowing of trumpets." So we're to keep this festival called the Day of Trumpets. It pictures the day when God the Father, who only He can, says, "It's time." And He sends His Son back to this earth and to overthrow the kingdom of Satan. And as I've already mentioned, we will be with Him in the air, and those who died in Christ will be there first, of course. So the first thing we can rejoice about, looking for items, I'll give you a few points, things that we can rejoice in. Number one is God's plan, His plan of salvation. Well, and the second thing actually could go in here too. The second item is we can rejoice because we have a calling. And we are part of that plan, aren't we? So one and two right there. All right, let's turn to Deuteronomy 14. My Bible is getting more frayed and I can't turn real easily to it. Deuteronomy 14, we'll begin in verse 22. It says, "Tithing principles in my heading," but we need money to keep the feast, right? Need money to rejoice, need money to go to the feast. Why am I mentioning trumpets and the feast together? Because this is the three times a year, come before God, you'll not come empty. The last four holy days are grouped together in the fall, aren't they? So This goes hand in hand. Verse 22, Deuteronomy 14, you shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year. We commonly call this second tithe. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide, the tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil, the firstlings of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. Did you catch that? Why are we doing it? To have a good time? God gave it to us to help us to learn to fear the Lord always. But if the journey is too far and you're not able to carry a cow with you, because it was an agrarian society back then, and that's why it has directions on how you can break your animals and not break them down literally, that sounded weird, but how you can convert your animals into something that you can use if you have a long distance. If it's too far, then you can exchange them for money in your hand. Verse 26, you shall spend the money in whatever your heart desires, for oxen, sheep, wine, and similar drink, for whatever your heart desires. You shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite within your gates, because he has no inheritance with you. And then it goes on about the third tithe, which also takes care of. We used to have that, and some still do, as far as taking care of the widows and orphans, those who are in need, apart from that, so that they can also rejoice at the feast. We have church assistance for that, so I guess that kind of filled the gap there. So what is the next thing we can rejoice about? Number three, we can rejoice in food before God. See, that's something we get to enjoy, isn't it? In moderation. Matter of fact, we can buy things that we can't normally afford any other time of the year, many of us, because I think God did that on purpose so we look forward to the feast. Because if you like champagne and you can't afford champagne and you drink rock gut beer the rest of the time, maybe it's nice to look forward to that. I don't drink anything, so it's except for Passover, obviously. But I don't look forward to any of that. I look forward to other things. I have a pretty girl sitting down here. I look forward to spending time. Okay, let's not get personal. Okay, so we rejoice with food, number three. Not forsaking the Levite and the widows and orphans. Let's turn over to I'm in chapter 14. Must not be what I want. I want to turn over to Psalm 95 for my next scripture. Psalm 95, beginning of verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. That right there should tell you the mood, should tell you how God wants us to sing in his presence. Blessed and happy is the man. That doesn't get it. God wants us to make joyful noise before him. Let us shout, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods, and in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills also. The sea is his, he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship him and bow down before him. Let's turn over to just across the page to chapter 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all of the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O kindreds of people, give to the Lord glory and strength. I'll take that word out of there or something. Give to the Lord glory, do his name, bring an offering. So what do we do now? We don't give offerings, do we? Well, if I took a lot more time than I have, I could show you scriptures that our music, our singing, and our prayers are an offering to God. So we still give offerings today. We give offerings through the music. We give offerings through our congregational prayers, our opening and closing prayer. We are coming as one body in God's presence. Turn over to Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Now, obviously, we can't physically do that now, so we do that spiritually. We're in God's presence in His gates right now in a spirit way. Now, I don't see God and the angels, but the Bible tells us He's on His throne. Jesus Christ on His right hand, 24 elders around. Now, I don't know how many angels, but they're here with us, celebrating with us God's feast. Enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful. That can also be rendered as music or prayers. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures for generations. So number four, we can rejoice with music before the Lord. So we see that God really wants His called out ones to rejoice with Him. I would say have a party, but really that belittles it. It's not a party. It's a feast. That's why He calls it a feast. God wants us to share the very best that we have. Or, if we can't afford it any other time, if we've saved our second tithe, then He wants us to share what that can bring us because we can't have it the rest of the year. God rejoices with us. The plan is His, of course, not ours. Our plan, our salvation, our personal salvation, we have a part in. Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. But God's overall master plan, His plan of salvation for mankind, is God's plan. So all we can do is comply with what He asks us to do with that. But we do have a part in it, don't we? Notice we are to rejoice with our physical families, our spiritual families, anyone there. Even though it's serving, that means it's not really a time for us to sit back and say, wow, I got this money. People are going to take care of me this week. It's not a time for us to be served. It's a time to rejoice, to serve others, to serve our mother, the church, to serve strangers. Maybe we can tip a little better. Maybe we can smile. Say, have a good day. You'd be surprised how people really hunger just for the simple things in life. I hold the door. I try to, just as a policy for men and women. I've had the door pushed back at me by some women. So I can do that myself. But usually most people say thank you. And that doesn't mean anything special. It's just one way that I desire to serve. You figure out a way you can. Make gift bags. Call those who can't go to the feast. You have phones. It doesn't take just a couple of minutes. Send a card if you have a little more time. But, you know, keep those who can't go part of the body. They want to hear what you're doing. I mean, don't have the attitude, well, they can't be here, so I'm not going to make them feel bad. Make them feel bad because you won't. They want to hear what's going on. They want to be a part of you. They want to be a part of the body. We all want to leave wherever we go to. When we leave, we want to hear our servers and the restaurant people and whoever's around us say things like, wow, that's a pleasant bunch of people, isn't it? Wow, they smile. They tip pretty good, too. I mean, that's what they're interested in, right? So, and their children, they sit and they eat, and they don't run around the restaurant and pull everything off the shelves, you think it's just normal for you to have, children that obey? The world is getting so that that's a rarity, believe me. And I'm sure many of you already know that. We've sat at restaurants before, and our grandchildren, little grandkids, are being quiet and say, "Mommy, please, may I have this?" And the waiter or waitress will say, "Where'd you get this kid?" You know, it's like, I mean, I'd like to have one too. Excuse me. But you may say, that's not that much, but it's a lot. The world needs to see kindness. The world needs to hear kindness. The world is not a nice place, and it's getting worse. They see us. We're their light. We don't have to preach a sermon. We don't have to tell them what the Sabbath is. Just be nice. You will spread God's word a lot further and more effectively than anything else you can do. Now, if they ask you a question, fine. Be ready to give an answer. If they don't, just make sure they notice good things. So number five, how can we rejoice at the feast? In fellowship. In fellowship with others. But you might say, my life's no picnic. I mean, my back hurts, my feet hurts. It's not fun sitting through services in pain. I know what you mean. What if things are not so good at home? Let's turn over to Habakkuk. See what it said there. Habakkuk. It's after Nahum, if that helps. Nahum before Zephaniah. Give you a minute to get there. Habakkuk 3, chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. When I heard my body tremble, my lips quiver at the voice, rottenness enters my bones, maybe a disease. And I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When it comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Verse 17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the field, and there be no herd in the stalls. Pretty dismal. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. And he will make me walk on high hills. So even if you have one of those kind of lives, you're saying, wow, I'm alive. And not really mean it as a compliment. Then God loves you. God is there. And you can rejoice in God. You can have joy in God. It didn't say happiness. It said joy. So number six, if we have nothing else, you can rejoice in the Lord. With God. And then I will give you seven when I itemize these for you as I close. Let's remember why we're here. Let's remember it's to share with one another and to share with others. The points I gave was number one, rejoice when we are taught by God. Number two, rejoice in our own calling. And a part of his plan on earth. Rejoice with food. Rejoice with wonderful music. Number five, rejoice in the fellowship in the mother, our church, and the body of Christ. Number six, rejoice in God's presence, even if that's the only thing you have. And number seven, rejoice because we are called to be part of the family of God to be part of the family of God forever. Let this day, let this time be a time when we begin to rejoice for this entire festival season. Rejoice.